shake our heads. We feel like you are so blessed, but you don't even know how blessed you are.
有时候我们看着我们的孩子哦，他们有时候做很多事情不满意，然后呢，很多事情也没做到。有时候我们看着他们，我们会摇头说，啊，你真的不知道你有多少的祝福。
How often our Heavenly Father, He looks at us and He says, "You are so blessed, but you don't even know it."
那大家有没有想到说，有多么经常的，我们的天父会看着我们，就这些孩子看着我们说，啊，你这么多这么样的受祝福，你却不知道。
So today I entitle the message, today the blessing of believing.
是我把今天的信息呢命名为信的祝福。
So often we think that as believers in Jesus Christ, when we become a Christian, it simply means a ticket to heaven, and that's it.
有时候呢，我们作为耶稣基督的信徒，我们作为一位基督徒，有时候我们认为说，我们的信仰相信耶稣基督，只是我们通往天堂的一张门票。
But today we're going to see it's more than that.
但今天我们的通过这件信息，我们会看到其实远远不止这些。
So with that in mind, let's read today's passage. Romans chapter 5 verses 1 to 4.
那所以呢，我们记住这一点，我们今天一起来读今天的经文，罗马书的五章的1到4节。
So if you're able, I'd like to invite you to all stand. Let's read the Word of God together. First time in English, and then second time in Mandarin.
如果可以，大家一起站起来，我们一起来念。第一次用英文，第二次用中文。
Verse 1. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace, in which we now stand, and we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our suffering, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope. May God bless the reading of His Word.
愿神祝福我们今天研读他的话语。
You may be seated.
大家可以请坐。
The Apostle Paul starts out today's passage by saying, "Therefore, we have been justified through faith."
那使徒保罗在今天这个经文里面一开头他就说了，既然我们因信称义了。
So prior to this chapter, the Apostle Paul, he introduced to us the doctrine of justification by faith.
那所以在这一章之前呢，保罗已经向我们介绍了因信称义的教义。
And now he is going to tell us the blessings that we have because now we are believers in Jesus Christ.
那在今天的经文里面，他就会告诉我们说，因为我们因着相信耶稣基督，我们所得到的祝福。
So here's the outline of today's message.
这是我们今天的这个信息的大纲。
We have peace with God.
我们与神相合。
As believers in Christ, we have a pathway to grace.
那我们作为耶稣基督的信徒，我们有一个通往恩典的之路。
And lastly, we have hope in the midst of our sufferings.
那最后，在我们在患难中，我们有盼望。
Let's look at the first thing, peace with God.
那第一点，与神相合。
Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合。
We all know that peace is something that we all want, but it's so hard to come by.
那我相信大家都知道哦，平安都是我们想要的，但是却是很难实现。
All of us know that peace is priceless.
我们所有人都知道平安其实是无价的。
How many young parents here, you have little ones, you, as much as you love them, at the end of the day, you just want to get away from them.
我想说在座可能有很多年轻的父母，你们有一些很小的孩子，当你非常爱他们，到时候有时候真的又一天结束下来就很想说我就想离他们远一点点。
And at the end of the day, you find yourself taking long showers.
或者这一天结束之后，你觉得有时候你会你会冲凉，会冲很长时间的冲凉。
You find yourself locking yourself up on the toilet for a long, long time.
或者说躲在洗手间里面很长的时间。
Because you want some peace and quiet.
你就想有那么一点点的安宁，一点点的安静的时间。
So many people, they seem to have everything they want. Their lives look so good on the outside.
那有很多人，而且呢，看起来他们拥有了他们想要的一切，而且他们的生活看起来是非常的美满。
But they would trade anything. They would trade everything they have to simply have peace.
但是他们会做任何事情，而且呢。会把他们所拥有的一切做交易，就是为了得到平安。
See, all of us long for peace.
所以我们每一个人都渴望平安。
Now, Bible scholars tell us the word peace, this is very interesting. Peace has the idea of joining together.
那圣经的学者告诉我们，说平安这个词其实是合一的意思。
Think about that. Many of us, we do not have peace because we are at odds with someone in our life.
所以我们想一想，很多时候我们没有平安，可能是因为在我们的生活里面，我们跟某些人可能相处的不好。
Spiritually speaking, peace comes when we are joined together with God, where we can have oneness with God.
但从属灵的意义上讲呢，当我们和上帝他合一的时候，这个平安就会来到我们这里。
And today's passage is implying that before we come to Jesus Christ, we have no peace with God.
那么今天的经文告诉我们，其实呢，在我们来到耶稣面前，来到耶稣基督面前之前呢，我们和上帝其实是没有平安的。
Now I want us to look at three passages that talks about this idea of without Christ, we are at war with God.
那我们说没有耶稣基督，其实我们是一直与神在交战的。我想跟大家一起看一些这些经文。
James chapter 4,
雅各书的四章四节。
Do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God?
岂不知与世俗为友就是与神为敌吗？
Romans Colossians 1:21. And you who once were alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds.
哥罗西书一章二十一节，你们从前与神隔绝，因着恶行，心里与他为敌。
Biblically speaking, if we're not born again, if we're not justified by faith, we are enemies with God. We are at war with God.
那从圣经的角度讲呢，如果我们没有重生，而且我们没有因为信仰而称义的话呢，我们就是神的敌人，我们正在与他交战。
So how can we have any sort of peace if we are at war with the most important being in the universe?
那当你其实在和这个全宇宙里面这个最最最强大的这个存在，你跟他在交战的时候，你怎么可能有平安呢？
But look at this next verse. This doesn't work. Okay. And through him, God reconciled everything to himself. He made peace with everything in heaven and on earth by means of Christ's blood on the cross.
哥罗西书一章二十节，既然借着他在十字架上所流的血，成就了平安，便借着他叫万有，无论是地上的、天上的。都与自己和好了。
See, through Jesus, his sacrifice on the cross for us, it transformed our relationship with God.
那就是因为耶稣基督借着他在十字架上流的他流的血，通过他，那我们被称义，那这个就转变了我们与神的关系。
We once were enemies with God, but now he is our father, we are his child.
以前我们和神是敌人，那现在是 父和子的关系。
Zach is a Palestinian Christian living in Jerusalem.
那扎克呢，是一位住在耶路撒冷的一个一位基督徒。
He was a Muslim and he fought alongside with multiple activist organizations.
那他从小就是一位穆斯林，而且呢，他与很多的这个激进的组织呢并肩作战过。
But after hearing the gospel, he became a Christian.
那当他听到了福音之后，他变成了一位基督徒。
And in spite of receiving all kinds of death threats from the authorities around him, this is his testimony.
那尽管他受到了他周围的很当局的很多的这些死亡的威胁，但是呢，他却说出了这样子的一个见证。
He says, "Before I became a Christian as a Muslim, I never knew peace with God."
他说，在我作为基督徒作为一位穆斯林变成基督徒之前呢，我从来都不知道和神相合。
But now I am a Christian, and even though everyone is threatening me,
他说，但是现在我已经是一位基督徒，那尽管每一个人都在威胁我。
Next slide. I could put my head on my pillow at night and I can know that I am at peace with God.
我说我可以晚上确实可以安然的入睡，因为我知道我与神相合。
And he says that is the most wonderful thing in the world.
他说这是世界上最美丽的事情。
See, here's someone who truly understands what it means to have peace with God.
那这个就是一位呢真正的了解、真正的理解与神相合的意义的这样一个人。
It's the greatest blessing in the world.
他说这是这个世界上是最伟大的这个祝福。
And even though he was going through all kinds of dangerous circumstances, because he had peace with God, he can have peace in the midst of all his challenges.
所以尽管他呢是经历了很多的这样的困难，很多的威胁，但是他知道因为他与神相好，他可以在这种环境里面呢还是得到平安。
I love the song we just sang, True Peace. It's the peace that the world does not understand.
我喜欢有一首歌说到这个真正的平安是这个世界所没法理解的平安。
And that's the peace that we can have as believers in Jesus Christ.
那我们作为耶稣的信徒，我们在耶稣里面，我们是能够拥有这样的平安的。
Let's look at the second blessing, pathway to grace.
那我们再看一下第二点，就是通往恩典的道路。
Verse 2, through whom we have gained access by faith into His grace, this grace in which we now stand.
五章二节，我们又借着他因信的进入现在所站的这恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
The word access is a key word. It's a picture of coming to someone with high authority, like a loyalty, royalty.
那进入这个词呢，其实给我们描绘的是一幅图画，就是你可以来到了一些很有权柄的人的面前。
Now let's look at a few verses up here. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 18. Here we go. For through him we both have access in one spirit to the Father. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens.
以弗所书二章十八节到十九节，因为我们两下借着他被一个圣灵所感，得以进到父面前，这样你们不再做外人和客旅。是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人呢。
Ephesians 3:12, in whom we have boldness, and that's the key word again, access with confidence through our faith in Him.
三章十二节，我们因信耶稣，就在他里面放胆无惧，笃信不疑的来到神面前。
See, for a Jew who grew up in a Jewish culture, this word access.This word is a very powerful word.
作为当时的犹太人，在他们那种犹太的文化里面，那这个进入这个词对于他们来说是一个非常强有力的这样一个词。
When we were little, they were brought up in a way that they were taught to keep their distance from God.
因为他们从小就这样被教育的长大，就是说他们得要远离神。
I want to show you a picture of the temple. It shows there are so many barriers.
所以大家看一下当时的这个这个殿，其实当时有很多很多的这一重重的障碍。
There are so many barriers between man and God.
当时你看，即使这个圣殿的时候，其实都在人与神之间，他们都设立了很多的障碍。
Now there's a place in the temple called Holy of Holies.
所以在圣殿里面有个地方称为至圣所。
And there was a massive thick curtain, and behind the thick curtain there was the Ark of Covenant where the presence of God dwelled.
那在那里呢，有一块很巨大的、很厚的这个幔子，那幔子后面就是约柜。那约柜大家知道就是神所在的地方。
And we all know that no one on this earth could enter into that most holy place except the priest.
那我们都知道说，当时这全世界里面除了一个人就是大祭司以外呢，其他所有人都不能进入这个至圣所。
And even the high priest can only enter into that holy of holies once a year.
那即使是那位大祭司的话，他也只能说一年只有一次。这样的机会去进入这个至圣所。
Again, the message is so clear. The message is keep your distance, keep away.
所以当时这个信息是非常非常的明确的，就是告诉那些百姓说，你们要和神保持距离。
There's an interesting fact about the dress code of the high priest. This is what a high priest would look like.
当时还蛮有趣的事情，就是说当时大祭司的这个着装的规定啊，这个就是当时他的着装看起来长什么样子。
This is instruction that God has given all high priests that they, if you notice carefully on the bottom, there's a place where they hang a lot of golden bells.
这个就是神当时给他们的这个指令，这些大祭司他们的着装里面啊，在衣服的下面都挂了很多的这些小金钟。
And everywhere he would go, you could hear him coming.
所以呢，无论他走到哪里，都听到他就在那里，他走过来，因为你听到了一个铃声。
See, because he is the only individual once a year who can enter into that holy place.
因为他是唯一一个人，就是一年可以有一次机会进入至圣所的那么一个人。
And as he was in there by himself, doing what God wanted him to do.As he moved about, you could hear the sound of the bells.
所以当他每年一次进入一个至圣所的时候，在至圣所里面要做神要他做的事情的时候，他要移动走来走去的时候，你就可以听到那个小的那些小铃声。
But the moment when the bells stop ringing, you know something went wrong.
那只要那个铃声听不见了，再没有那个铃声在响的时候，那老百姓就知道说，那有些事情发生了。
You know that somehow he had transgressed against the Lord, and the Lord has struck him dead.
因为那时候百姓们就知道说，大祭司得罪了耶和华，耶和华把他击杀了。
See, even his dress code, the high priest's dress code, is another reminder to God's people: keep your distance, keep away.
所以即使当时这个大祭司他的着装这个规定都是对百姓的一个提醒，就是说要跟神保持距离。
And that's why it is said that every time the high priest would go into the Holy of Holies, they would tie a rope around his ankle.
所以为什么当时大祭司在进入这个至圣所之前呢，百姓们都在他的脚踝上面呢会绑一根绳子。
Because somehow if he dies in thereNo one dared to go in there to retrieve his body. They would pull him out.
因为如果大祭司死在至圣所里面的时候呢，没有人是敢说进入那里去把他的尸体收回来的，所以他们只敢说就拉那个绳子把他拉出来。
See, the message is so clear to the Old Testament people that God is holy. He is the Holy One, and we as sinners.We cannot come close to God.
所以在旧约这个时代，旧约里面这个信息是非常明确的。对于犹太教徒来说，神是如此的圣洁，而因为我们是罪人，所以我们不能和神那么接近。
And so the Bible recorded something important happened when Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins.
所以圣经里面记载了一个很重要的事情，就是当耶稣基督为我们的罪而死的时候，发生了什么事情。
Look at this passage. Yeah, Matthew chapter 27 verse 51. It says, And behold, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom.
马太福音里面的经文这样记载，忽然殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半。
See, the thick, massive curtain that separated man from God was torn in two.
所以这个把神和人分隔开来的这个很厚的这个幔子呢，被撕成了两半。
And even when here it says from top to bottom, what's the significance of that?
而且他讲了说，这是从上而下的列为两半，那这个从上而下是有什么意义呢？
It's a symbol that it's not the high priest that cut the curtain from bottom to up.
因为这象征说当时这个事情不是因为大祭司从下往上把这个幔子切成两半的。
But it's from God, from top to bottom. God did it.
因为这是从上而下的，这是神的作为。
And that's why it's called grace. We did not do it. God gave it to us. God provided for us a pathway to Himself.
所以为什么我们把这个称为恩典？因为我们没有自己去做这个事情，而是神为我们所做的事情。神为我们提供了一个通向他的恩典的道路。
Look at what Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16 says.
我们看一下希伯来书四章十六节的经文。
Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
Do you see how now the scripture encourages us to go boldly into God's presence?
所以大家有没有看到经文现在在鼓励我们坦然无惧地来到神的施恩宝座前。
Hebrews 10:19. Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with full assurance.
希伯来书十章十九节二十二节经文，弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神的面前。
None of us have direct access to the governor.
那我们可能都没有办法直接的去可以去见到我们的州长
，senator，
我们的参议员
，president，
或者总统。
But here it tells us we have direct access to the Almighty God.
但是经文告诉我们，我们可以坦然无惧的直接的来到这个神的面前。这位神是这个宇宙的万王之王。
Because of what Jesus has done on the cross for us, our sins.
正是因为耶稣在十字架上为我们所做的事情。
And that's why we say that's amazing grace, like the song we sing, amazing grace.
所以为什么就是我们称之为这是奇妙的恩典，就如我们所唱的奇异恩典。
Let's look at the third blessing that we have in Jesus Christ.
我们看一下我们第三点在耶稣基督里面我们所得的祝福。
Hope in suffering, and we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our suffering because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope.
我们就借着他因信的进入所在的恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐。忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。
Suffering, you know the word suffering comes from this word.
所以这个患难这个词呢，是来自于这个词。
This is a word where we get the word tribulation.
英文里面 tribulation， 我们中文讲的这个苦难呢，也是来自于这个词。
So this word tribulum is a device, a tool that the farmers use for farming, for harvesting.
Tribulum 这个词呢，其实是讲的是它是一种工具，是以前的这个农夫呢，他用来收割的一种工具。
And as you can see, the underside of this thing, this tool, this tribulum, is packed with sharp stones and edges designed to run on weeds.
所以如果大家看这个工具的这个 tribulum 的这个底部呢，其实里面是充满了很锋利的一些石头，还有一些一些很边缘的小刺。它是用来呢去碾那些小麦的。
So isn't that how we feel when we encounter trials? We're being pressed by this sharp, rugged stone.
当我们在经历到试炼的时候，这是不是就是我们的感觉？就感觉是被一些很碎的、很尖的石头在压迫。
Jesus encouraged us with this word, tribulation.
耶稣就用这个词苦难这个词来鼓励我们。
He said, I said these things to you that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have this word tribulation, but take heart for I have overcome the world.
约翰福音十六章三十三节，我将这件事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
And so in our passage today in Romans, the Apostle Paul is trying to tell us, do not be discouraged. When you face trials, do not give up.
在这里这个经文里面，保罗使徒保罗要告诉我们说，当我们这个面临的这个挑战还有这个磨难的时候，我们不要放弃，不要灰心。
Because if you hang in there, if you remain under your suffering, all these good things will happen.
因为他说，只要你坚持住，而且呢，你在这个在压力底下，在磨难底下，你坚持住，那好的事情就会发生。
Notice this: perseverance produces character. Character then will produce maturity, right?
因为呢。经文有说，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。
Speaking of trials, we all know the story of Job.
所以呢，我们讲到这个试炼、磨练的时候呢，我们都知道约伯的故事。
In a period of 24 hours, he lost everything he had.
约伯在这个短短的24个小时里面，他失去了所有的东西。
He lost his business.
他失去了他的生意。
He lost his home.
他失去了他的家。
He lost his children.
他也失去了他的孩子。
He lost his health.
他也失去了他的健康。
And when he was in the midst of deep suffering, his wife came to him and asked him this question.
那当他这个正在经历这一切的这些苦难的时候呢，他的妻子走在他的跟前跟他说。
Basically, she's saying, why are you still hanging on to God? She says, curse God and die. Why are you still hanging on?
他妻子基本上就直接就跟他说，为什么还要再抓住主呢？你直接就诅咒主就好了，就是死了就算了。
Job said these words, and these are so powerful. He says, though he slay me, yet I will trust in him.
约伯说的这些话非常强有力的见证，他说他必击杀我，但是我还是要信赖他。
He says, the Lord gives, the Lord takes away, blessed be the name of the Lord.
他说赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华，耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
See, Job was a man of character, right? Proven character, and that character produces hope.
所以在这里约伯他证明了他自己是一位老练的人，而这个老练也生了人生了盼望。
All of us are going through some kind of suffering, but we have to keep in mind the end result of our suffering can produce hope.
我们很多人都在经历着这些苦难，但是我们要记住这些苦难最后的结果就是盼望。
We all have heaters in our homesHave you noticed the colder the temperature, the harder our heater works?
我想我们家里都有这个暖气哦。大家有没有发现呢？当这个天气气温越低的时候呢，这个暖气工作呢就是越它越努力的工作。
And that's what happens to us believers in Jesus Christ. When things get worse in this world, what happens is we hope even more on things of heaven.
那这个就是其实给我们作为基督徒一个很好的这个例子，因为在这个世界上，当这个事情变得越来越糟糕的时候，我们对耶稣基督的盼望却变得越来越强大。
I want to tell you this, the story of this person. Her name is Laura Story.
我想跟大家分享一下，这位歌手的故事，她的名字叫 Laura Story。
Laura, she was happily married to a strong Christian.
那 Laurie 当时她是很真的是有一个很幸福的婚姻，她嫁给了一个非常强的信仰很强的这个基督徒。
He was an athlete. He was strong physically, and he also loved God. So he was strong physically and spiritually. So everything was going just fine.
所以Laura 的丈夫他是一位运动员，而且呢他非常的爱上帝，而且呢他身体也非常的强壮。
But not long after they got married, she discovered something kind of weird about her husband.
但是呢结婚不久之后呢，她就开始发现呢她丈夫开始有一些有一些异常的情况。
He began to forget things.
她的丈夫开始呢忘记一些事情。
So they went for some testing and they discovered that he had a brain tumor.
那他们去做了这个医学的测试，那发现呢原来他有这个脑的肿瘤。
And so they began, of course, they began to pray for healing.
当然他们就开始去祷告神去医治他。
Surgery after surgery, complication after complication.
他们经历了一次又一次的手术，而且经历了一次又一次的这个并发症。
Things not only did not get better, it got to a point where the husband looked at her one day and asked her, "Who are you?"
但是事情并没有向好的方向发展，而且呢是越来越糟糕，糟糕到了有一天，她的丈夫看见她就开始问她说，你是谁？
He asked her, "What's your name?" He did not even recognize her.
他问她说你叫什么名字，她丈夫根本就认不出她。
She was completely devastated. Her dream was shattered.
当时她整个人就完全崩溃了，她的整个的这个梦想都完全破灭了。
And in this process of just wrestling with God, she learned a powerful lesson of faith.
那罗拉这时候真的经历了与神这个搏斗的这样一个过程，但是经过这个过程，他学到了一个很强有力的这个信仰的课程。
This is the lesson she then learned that often in life, God does not give us exactly what we ask for.
他所学到的是说，很多时候在我们的生命里面，神不会给我们要的东西。
But God allows difficulties to come into our life to draw us closer to Him.
他说，但是在我们的生命里面，神会允许这些各种各样的困难去发生，为的是让我们去更接近他。
And she said that perhaps the storms of life, the storms that we all face in life, perhaps they are a blessing in disguise.
他说，我们生命里面所经历的所有这些风暴，他说很有可能就是因祸得福。
And we often hear this song on Christian radio, and just look at some of the words. She says, we pray for blessing, we pray for peace, comfort for family, protection while we sleep. We pray for healing, we pray for prosperity. We pray for your mighty hand to ease our suffering.
如果大家可能有听这个基督的这个广播电台的时候，会常常听到这首歌，我们可以看一下这个歌词。我们祈求祝福，也祈祷有平安，家庭幸福，还有安睡时的守护。我们祈求得医治，也祈求富足。我们祈求你大能的手能减轻我们的苦痛。
See, that's our prayer. I mean, God make it easier, make life easier, make life more comfortable, make me prosperous. That's how we define blessing.
那这是我们的常常的祷告，对吧？这是我们如何定义这个祝福的，就是求神让我们的生活变得更加容易啊，让我们的这个生活有更加的富足。
And then she says, all the while you hear each spoken need, yet love is way too much to give us lesser things.
然后他的歌词有说，此时你垂听每一个呼求，然而你爱我们的方式啊，绝非仅仅满足我们所求的。
See, she's trying to say that God wants to give us better things.
他想告诉我们说，神要给我们的是更好的东西。
And so this is what she learned. Because what is your blessing? Right? That's the song, the word, the name of the song. What if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? What if 1,000 sleepless nights are what it takes to know you are near? What if the trials of this life are your mercies in disguise?
那这个就是他分享了他的所学到的东西。祝福就是这首歌的这个名字，或许你的祝福透过风雨而降下，或许你的医治经过泪水而赐下，或许在无数个不眠夜之后才懂得原来你就在我身旁，或许今生的试炼就是你化作的恩典。
So I, please allow me to play this song for you right now, and I want you to focus on the meaning of the words, very beautiful words.
那请允许我为大家来播放这首歌，那请大家呢也专注于这个歌的歌词，这些歌词是非常有意义的歌词。
For blessing, we pray for peace, comfort for families, protection while we sleep. We pray for healing, for prosperity. We pray for your mighty hand to ease our suffering.Yet love is way too much to give us lesser things. Cause what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? What if the thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? What if trials of this life?Your mercy's in disguise. We pray for wisdom, your voice is here. We cry in anger when we cannot feel you near.We doubt your goodness, we doubt your love, I wish every promise from your word is not enough. All the while you hear each desperate plea, as long as we have faith to believeWhat if your blessing comes through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? What if the sun
What a powerful, powerful song.
所以这首歌是真的是很强有力的一首歌。
May God, His word comfort those of us who are struggling, who are hurting. Remember, God hears every plea.
所以愿神可以安抚我们当中在挣扎、在受伤的人，请记住，上帝没有忘记我们。
But He wants to grow you. He wants to point you to Him. He wants to bring you closer to Himself.
他只是想让你成长，他想让你和他更加的亲近，让他让把他指向他自己，把你指向他自己。
No wonder the key word in today's passage is the word joy. I mean, look at all these key words: rejoice, 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 even in the midst of suffering.
所以想说，大家应该也不觉得意外，因为今天这个所有经文里面的一个很关键的词就是欢喜这个词。即使在患难里面，我们应该欢喜。
We can have joy in this life, even in the darkest moment, the deepest valley, we can rejoice. Why?
那经文告诉我们，在我们的生命里面，即使我们真的在经历最黑暗的时刻的时候，我们都可以享受这个喜乐。为什么呢？
Because as believers in Jesus Christ, we can have peace with God.
因为作为耶稣基督的信徒，我们可以与神有相合。
We have a direct access, a pathway to grace.
我们有一条直接通往神的恩典的道路。
And we can have eternal hope in the midst of our worldly suffering.
即使在我们这个属世上的各种各样的患难，在经历的患难的时候，我们还有那份永恒的盼望。
And because of that, we should be considered as the most blessed people on the face of this earth.
正因为如此，我们应该认为自己是真的是这个地球上最受祝福的人。
I want to end today's message with somebody I know.
那今天我在结束今天的信息之前，我肯大家分享一位我认识的人所说的话。
Dr. Bruce Fong served as a professor of preaching at the Multnomah Biblical Seminary where I went for education.
我在读这个神学的时候，我是去了这个穆特诺玛神学院去读这个读这个学位。那当时呢是方博士是我的这个教授。
He was an outstanding speaker, professor, very eloquent speaker, and he spoke at some of you, I don't know if you know this, but the Promise Keepers event, where this huge national event.He would be invited to speak there.
但他是位杰出的教授，而且是一位出色的这个演说家。他在各种各样的场合都有各种各样的演讲，而且在 Promise Keeper 这个这样一个大型的聚会上呢，他也做过演讲。
He right here, he is speaking at a commencement ceremony, and if you notice carefully, there are some powerful Christian people in the background there.
那这个图片呢，它是在当时的一个毕业典礼上的演讲。如果大家可能注意到的话，背景里面有一些真的是很有名的这些基督界的这些人在这个照片的背景里面。
Well, last fall, I received an email about him written by his daughter.
那去年的秋天呢，我收到了一封电子邮件，是他的女儿写的。
He says, "Hello, friends of Bruce Fong."
那他说，Bruce Fong 的各位朋友们，他说你们好。
She says, "This is Kristen, Bruce's daughter. In case you have not heard, Dad was officially diagnosed with ALS last month."
他说呢，我是 Kristen， 是 Bruce 的女儿。他说，如果你还没有听到的话呢，他说我的爸爸呢上个月被正式的诊断了这个肌萎收缩症。
Since his diagnosis, he had unfortunately continued to live with increasing pain every day.
他说很不幸的是说自从这个确诊以来呢我的爸爸每一天都忍受着这个越来越大的这个疼痛。
He is now at a point where the pain is so intenseHe and mom have decided to pursue in-home hospice care.
他说啊，他现在已经到了一个非常疼痛，疼痛非常强烈的这样一个状态。所以呢，他说他和妈妈就决定呢，在家里进行这个临终的关怀。
To make him as comfortable as possible for whatever time the Lord has him on this earth.
他说，在神允许他在这个世界上在存在的这个时间里面呢，他们想让他尽量的有舒适。
I was shocked. Oh no, not Dr. Fong. Sounds so serious. I mean, Dr. Bruce Fong, he's always got a smile on his face. And I just could not reconcile how now he's in so much pain and to the point that it sounds like he's about to leave this earth.
然后我当时听到这个消息的时候，完全没法相信。他说，这个方博士，他说没有办法想象，因为方博士老是有这个很好的笑容。这么好一个人，但是呢，他说现在已经到了这么一个状态，觉得好像他就要离开这个世界了。
Two weeks after that email, I received another email, and this time, it's from Bruce Fong.
那两周之后，我收到了另外一封的这个电子邮件。那这封邮件是来自于方博士他写的。
Of course, it was his daughter that took notes for him. In the email, Dr. Fong went on to thank his friends, his colleagues, his students for just being a support for him during this difficult time.
那当那封邮件是他的女儿替他写的，那在邮件里面，方博士他谢谢了每一个人，谢谢了大家，谢谢他的学生，他周边的朋友给他的这样一个支持。
He says, I don't know how often I will be able to return to write, but I will as long as God gives me opportunity and strength.
他说我不知道我还能多长的可以回来写信。他说但是只要上帝给我机会和力量，我就会写。
He says, but in the meantime, remember that the very special word during every part of your life.
但是他说同时我想你们要记住，在你生命里面的每一个部分，都要记住一个特别的词。
And that word, he says, is the word. Can you help me? It's the word joy.
他说那个词就是喜乐。
A man who had lost his abilities to communicate.To walk, to write, a man who's in tremendous pain.
我们看到的是一个已经失去了这个行走、写作、沟通、说话能力的这样一个人，一个处于巨大痛苦里面的一个人。
A man who is about to lose his life.
这是一个即将要失去他生命的人。
He reminds all of us, his friends, to have joy.
他却提醒我们每一个人每一个朋友要记住要喜乐。
Dr. Bruce Fong went to be with the Lord just a few months after he wrote these words.
在他写下了这些词语的几个月之后，方博士就去了上帝那里。
But those of us who know this person, we will always remember his smile.
但是对于我们这些认识他的人来说，我们永远都会记住他的这个笑容。
And those of us who know him well, we know that that smile came from the heart.
而且对于我们这些认识他的人来说，我们知道他这个笑容是来自于他的内心。
See, he was a man who allowed the sufferings in his life to produce perseverance.
这个人，他是让他生命里面所经历的苦难，他让这个苦难变成了忍耐。
Perseverance became character.
然后忍耐生老练。
Character became hope.
老练生盼望。
And that's hope in the Almighty God.
然后这就是说我们对我们的全能的神的盼望。
I hope that God would use today's passage to strengthen all of us as well.
我希望今天的话神用这段话语来让我们每个人变得更加坚强。
Of how blessed we are because we have Jesus Christ in our lives.
而且正是因为我们在我们的生命里面有耶稣基督，
所以我们要知道我们有多么的受祝福。
And this blessing will never fade. This blessing will never be taken away from us, no matter what.
而且这个祝福是永远都不会褪色，永远都不可能从我们身边被带走。
This blessing that we have in Christ is permanent, and this blessing will last for eternity.
而且我们在耶稣基督里面所得到的这份祝福是一个永恒的、永远的。
We are the most blessed people on the face of this earth.
我们在这个世界上是最受祝福的人。
Amen. Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word of life.
感谢耶稣基督，你赐给我们这个生命的话语。
For encouraging us in our faith.
在我们的信仰里面，感谢你这样鼓励我们。
Help us to never take for granted the blessings that we have in you.
让我们永远要记住，永远牢记我们在你里面所得到那份伟大的祝福。
Help us to always remember that we are the most blessed people on earth because we have you in our lives.
求你帮助我们牢牢地记住，正是因为我们有你在我们的生命里面，我们是这个世界上最受祝福的人。
And may we be able to share this good news, be a true light to those around us.
而且真的是求你帮助我们，让我们和周遭的人来分享这个福音，这个真光。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督得胜的名求。
Amen.
Amen.